baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr.
He put into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Foreman's waving around Brewer Hamlin. The throw home, the kite slides in safely, and Astros walk it off.
Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Brewer Hamlin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Cross the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 AA Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, it is so good to have your company on this Friday night in Springdale, Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air. A privilege that you chose to carve out a part of your weekend to come hang out with me at the ballpark. Nicholas Batters with you today here on the Naturals Baseball Network, getting set for the fourth of six games at home between the Naturals, the AA affiliates of the Kansas City Royals, and the Wichita Wind Surge, the AA affiliates of the Minnesota Twins. The Naturals took the first two games of this series on Tuesday. It was an 8-6 win. On Wednesday, an 8-5 victory. But the bats didn't really show up yesterday, a 7-1 loss to the Wind Surge. So trying to get back in the win column today, the Naturals, even with a record of 3-3 yesterday, was the Wind Surge first win of the season. Right now, Wichita is 1-5, so still some work to be done for the Wind Surge. The Naturals want to get back up above 500 tonight. And it'll be the left-hander Anthony Veneziano going to the mound. Veneziano trying to, I guess anything would be an improvement from his last start, if we're going to be frank. Pitched two-thirds of an inning on Saturday in Springfield. Didn't allow any hits, but he walked five and only pitched two-thirds of an inning, throwing 37 pitches before Chris Widger had to go to the bullpen. So the Naturals trying to get back in the win column today with the left-hander Veneziano, the 17th-ranked prospect on the mound. And it'll be the 8th-ranked prospect in the Twin system going for Wichita, Simeon Woods Richardson, who the Naturals lit up when they faced him in Wichita last season. We'll see what Woods Richardson has in store today. So it's the Naturals and the Wind Surge, the fourth of six games. The pitch clock starts being enforced tonight, so we'll see how that goes. Coming up next, we're going to hear from the Naturals' designated hitter tonight, Australian infielder Robbie Glendinning. I've known Robbie for a few years, dating back to our time in the Australian Baseball League together, so it should be a good time chatting with Robbie here in just a couple of moments. We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show after this.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at Arvest Ballpark as we kick off the 2022 season in style with a week-long series against the Wichita Wind Surge through April 17th in a rematch of last year's championship series. Celebrate the championship with a jumbo baseball card giveaway on Tuesday or a commemorative hat on Saturday. And make sure to stay late Friday for our first fireworks show of the year. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Hey, Naturals fans. Have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down the first pitch on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout for today's pregame interview.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Getting set for the fourth of six games this week between the Naturals and the Wichita Wind Surge. Chatting with infielder Robbie Glendinning. Robbie, how's your time in Northwest Arkansas been so far?
Yeah, it's been great. It's a great town. Fans have come out this first week. It's been a lot of fun, so looking forward to keeping it going.
You weren't able to get on the field in 2021 due to injury. How good did it feel to be back playing regularly last weekend in Springfield?
Yeah, it feels really good. Obviously, it's been a long road back. Still getting my timing back, kind of knocking off the rust, but it's really good to be back out there.
So you got Tommy John surgery. What was that, February 2021? What was the recovery process like from that?
Yeah, I mean, it was long. The first 3-4 months, you're not really doing much. And then it really ramps up. You start throwing at about 6 months. And then from there, it's really just about gaining strength back in your arm and your forearm and your bicep. And it was a challenge, but it's probably what I needed at that point, a little reset, and it was great.
You had some success in the Pirates system, but I also have to imagine that coming off an injury, it's nice to almost get a fresh start here with the Royals.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's been great at the Royals so far, and I'm very appreciative of the opportunity. And yeah, I'm loving it so far.
What have been your first impressions of the Royals organization, whether it's from the start of spring training to now? What have you thought of Kansas City?
Just that they really care about their players, and I think that starts from the top with Dayton and JJ, I think. They're really around and they're really present and they show that they care a lot about the players, and that's awesome to see.
And what about this team? It seems like it's a really talented group of players too.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good guys, a lot of good players that have to play. And you know, they've won a championship last year and looking to build on that this year. And yeah, they're a really good bunch of guys, really good team.
And a lot of the players, especially infield, there's a lot of versatility. I mean, we'll talk about your versatility here in a moment, but you have guys that can play 2, 3, in your case, 4 different positions. So what is it like having that competition almost for playing time?
Yeah, I mean, competition's a good thing, right? So yeah, if you're playing well, you're going to play. And I think I wouldn't want to be the manager right now trying to write a lineup with all the different guys, but that's how it is. And yeah, it's a good thing, and I think it pushes people to be their best.
We continue counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, chatting with Naturals infielder Robbie Glendinning. Prior to this season, you played second base, shortstop, third base, but you started playing first base a little bit now too. We've seen you at a couple of games there, including last night. How did that come about, moving you to first base?
Really, it was just started at probably the last week of spring training, to be honest. I was playing a lot of third base, a bit of shortstop, and then they said, look, your at-bats are probably going to be at first base, so they gave me a first base glove. And I mean, it's been great. I actually quite like it because you're involved a lot in each play. But yeah, it's been an adjustment, but whatever gets me in the lineup, I'm not, you know, too upset about.
How was that first game there on Saturday? You made some really good defensive plays. It didn't look like you'd only been playing there for a few weeks.
Yeah, it is easier to move from the middle out to the corners than it is the other way. So no, I'm enjoying it. And yeah, I'm just happy to be out there.
What does the process go for shaking off the rust after being out of action for so long and now getting back into the swing of playing every day?
I think it really just starts with building your confidence. You need a couple early hits, get your confidence back, and then you start to remember, you know, how you did, and then look to get on a hot streak, which is what I'm looking to do. But yeah, really just pay attention to the timing, have a good plan, and then you can't really miss pitches, especially at this level.
We continue counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals infielder Robbie Glendinning. You're from Australia, and I want to talk about the Australian Baseball League a little bit. I spent a couple of years out there as a broadcaster, but you've been there for a few as a player. What is that level of competition like as an MLB Winter League, but also the highest level of competition in Australia?
It's been great for my development. Just, I think playing against grown men was the biggest thing, especially coming out of college and then struggling my first professional year, having mentors like Luke Hughes and Tim Kennelly, guys, older guys in Australia that, to play with them and then play against, you know, man, it's a different game, and it prepared me for here for sure.
And how much does it help being able to
continued to get consistent at-bats during the offseason? Do you almost feel like you come into spring training maybe a step ahead of some other guys?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's definitely – the pitchers are always ahead of the hitters at the start of the year, spring training. And I didn't feel – I was able to get off to some good starts. So, yeah, it's been huge in my development and confidence and just everything. So I'm grateful that I've had the opportunity to play there.
My favorite thing about the league is that you get a mix of everyone. You have the 16, 17, 18-year-old Australians who are just starting out in their pro careers, and then the MLB veterans. How cool is that mix? I mean, you have the entire spectrum of baseball players for a few months there.
Yeah, and I think it's great. You look at this next generation of guys coming up, guys in college now. There's more Australians in college than ever before, and I think it's mainly due to the ABL that they get to see, you know, kind of a pathway in Australia for kids. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the next kind of wave of players that come through.
And how cool is it to see so many Australians in the minor leagues right now? I know you and Mitch Ellis in the Royal system, or whether it's an Aaron Whitefield, Lewis Thorpe, guys like that, that has to be special.
Yeah, it's great, except when you suck and me, Aaron, and Curtis Meade are in a group chat and they let you know about it. So no, it's good. We're all at AA now, and yeah, it's fun. It is for sure fun.
Gosh, how could I forget Curtis Meade? Really appreciate the time, Robbie. Thanks so much. Look forward to chatting again soon.
No problem. Thanks, Matt.
We'll continue with the starting lineups after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday, fireworks on Friday, and a giveaway on Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck au Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. We're counting down to first pitch of the Naturals Baseball Network. The managers are meeting at home plate to exchange lineups, so let's take a look at the starting lineups ourselves. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, it's the visitors, the Wichita Wind Surge, 1-5. They're led by second-year skipper Ramon Borrego, the AA affiliates of the Minnesota Twins. The top prospect in the system, Austin Martin, leads off, playing second base. Cole Sturgeon bats second in right field. Spencer Steer hits third, playing third base. Batting fourth is the designated hitter, Dennis Ortega. Deshaun Kiersey hits fifth in left field. He's the only Surge. He and Spencer Steer actually both have hits in all three games so far. Michael Hellman, the center fielder, hits sixth. Batting seventh is the first baseman, Andrew Bechtold. Kevin Merrill hits eighth. Old Friend plays shortstop. And Alex Isola rounds out the order, batting ninth, the catcher. For the Naturals, they're 3-3, managed by first-year skipper Chris Widger. The AA affiliates of the Kansas City Royals line up like this. Mikel Garcia leads off. He's the shortstop. Batting second in center field is Nick Lofton. Michael Massey hits third, back in the lineup at second base. Sulu Matias back in the lineup as well. Hits fourth in right field. Nate Eaton bats fifth, playing third base. Hitting sixth is Jake Means at first. Robbie Glendening, our pregame show guest, hits seventh, the designated hitter. Tyler Crapley has the start behind home plate. He's batting eighth and doing the catching. And Tucker Bradley hits ninth, rounding out the order in left field. Anthony Veneziano is the natural starter, the 17th-ranked prospect in the system, left-hander making his second start. Simeon Woods Richardson, the number 8-ranked prospect in the Twins system, right-hander, is making his second start as well. So again, the Wind Surge go Martin at second, Sturgeon in right, Steer at third. Ortega the DH, Kersey in left, Hellman in center, Bechtold at first, Merrill at short, and Isola at first. The Naturals, Garcia at short, Lofton in center, Massey at second, Matias in right, Eaton at third, Means at first. Glenn Denning, the designated hitter. Cropley is catching, and Bradley is in left field. Again, those are today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. So the Naturals take the field in their home white tops and pants. The Wind Surge come to the warning track in their road grays. That'll do it for the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. The national anthem's coming up. First pitch is around the corner. Stick with us. We'll be back for it here on the Naturals Baseball Network. Thanks so much for joining us for the Indigo Sky Casino pregame show.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On a gorgeous Friday evening in Springdale, Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air, and I'm so glad you're here with us. My name is Nicholas Batters. Thanks for carving out a part of your Friday to come hang out with us at the ballpark. The Naturals hosting the Wichita Wind Surge, the fourth of a six-game series. The left-hander Anthony Veneziano is on the mound for the Naturals, facing the right-hander Simeon Woods Richardson. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. First pitch time and temperature today is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden, with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See Straits in Springdale. It's 71 degrees, still comfortable right now. It is, though, pretty cloudy. There's a little bit of rain off of the forecast, so we'll see if we can get this game in. And the wind blowing 9 miles an hour to the northeast, so that's straightaway center field. And one thing we're going to keep an eye on today that I'm fascinated for is that today the pitch clock starts being enforced. We'll go over the pitch clock timing here in a moment, but just know we may see, hopefully, fingers crossed, a little bit of a speedier game. Austin Martin steps in, the right-hander, against the lefty Anthony Veneziano. 7:05 on the dot, and away we go in Springdale. Pitch misses for a ball, and the count is 1-0. Martin, Cole Sturgeon, and Spencer Steer to begin the top of the first inning. The 1-0 pitch misses outside. And the count is 2-0. Veneziano, a native of New Jersey, making his second start of the year with the Naturals. He kicks in the 2-0. Check swing on a ball ruled a strike anyway by home plate umpire Isaias Barba, and the count's 2-1. Veneziano, the left-hander, 6'5", working from the third base side of the rubber. Steps back, kicks in the 2-1. Fly to the right, foul and out of play. And the count is even, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count. With nobody out and nobody on here in the top of the first inning. Veneziano's 2-2. Breaking ball just misses outside. The count is three balls and two strikes. So when the bases are empty, pitchers have 14 seconds in between pitches. The 3-2. Outside misses for ball four. Veneziano begins the top of the first inning with a walk. And between batters, it's 30 seconds. When there's a runner on, it's 18 seconds. At single A, high A, and double A, 19 seconds in triple A. But for our purposes, in between pitches with a runner on, 18 seconds. Defensively behind Anthony Veneziano, it's Tucker Bradley in left field, Nick Lofton in center, and Sully Matias in right. Nate Eaton at third. Michael Garcia at shortstop. Michael Massey at second. Jake Means at first. And Tyler Cropley, the catcher. First pitch to Cole Sturgeon, the left-handed hitting right fielder, is in for a called strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. So Bradley, Lofton, Matias left to right of the outfield. Eaton and Garcia on the left side of the infield. Massey and Means on the right side with Cropley catching. The 0-1 pitch fouled off the mask of Cropley to the backstop. And the count is quickly no balls and two strikes. Look, there's always been a pitch clock, but I shouldn't say always. For the last few years, there's been a pitch clock, but it has rarely been enforced. We didn't see one automatic ball or strike called all last season. Check over at first, the 0-2. Slow roller, tap foul up the right side. Through the feet of Wichita first base coach Joe Mangiamelli. And the count remains 0-2. Again, the wind surge in their road gray tops, Wichita scripted across the front. Gray pants, navy and red piping down the sides with navy caps and navy helmets. Naturals in their home white tops. Naturals across the front with white pants. Navy caps with the cardinal red brim. 0-2 runner off from second. Pitches outside. Crapley's throw down to second's on the money. But Austin Martin slides in ahead of the tag. So that's Austin Martin's second steal of the series and of the season. And the count's one ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes on Cole Sturgeon. Left-handed hitter against the left-handed throw-in Veneziano. Runner on second and no outs. Veneziano checks back at second and the pitch. A little slow roller tapped up the left side off the third base side of the mound. Veneziano grabs it, spins and throws to first. In time for the first out. 1-3 goes the ground out. It does move Austin Martin to third. So now Martin on third with one out for the third baseman Spencer Steer. Infield plays in for the Naturals. Garcia at short, Massey at second, and Means at first, all at the cut of the grass. Eaton at third, playing even with the baseline. The first pitch to Spencer Steer misses for a ball that's 1-0. Steer, the third baseman today, has hits in all six games of the season. Batting 304 this year with a home run that came last night. The 1-0 is skied down the right field line. That'll tail out of play. The count is even, one ball and one strike. So Veneziano, the lefty, pairs in for the sign against the righty Spencer Steer. He kicks in the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a fastball 94 miles an hour on the stadium radar gun. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Veneziano, the fastball that's going to sit 94-95, but it can creep up close to triple digits. Pairs it with a good slider and changeup. 1-2 the count. Veneziano kicks in the pitch. Fly ball into right center field. That's going to split the gap and roll to the warning track. Cut off by Nick Lofton as Martin trots in from third base and steers into second with a head-first slide. Well, it's an RBI double for Steer that scores Martin from third. And gives the wind surge a 1-0 lead in the first. The team that scored first in every game so far this season for the Naturals has gone on to win. The team that scores first is 6-0. So the Naturals are 3-0 when they score first. 0-3 when the opponent does. Here's the designated hitter, Dennis Ortega. Check back at second in the first pitch. Misses for a ball. A little down and away. And the count is 1-0. Ortega, a right-handed hitter against the lefty Veneziano, who's set at the belt. With his black glove, checks back to second. Kicks the 1-0. Misses down and in. Two balls and no strikes. The Naturals won the season series with Wichita last year. 10-8 across the 18 the two teams played. They'll face each other 24 times this season. The 2-0 misses downstairs. Three balls and no strikes. It was a rough start to the year for Anthony Veneziano on Saturday in Springfield. He couldn't pitch out of the first inning. Walked five batters, though thankfully for Veneziano, only two of them scored. Checks back at second, the 3-0. Grounded sharply to left side. Garcia tries to backhand it in shallow left and can't get there. So it's a base hit for Dennis Ortega, swinging 3-0, and it moves the runner on second, Spencer Steer, to third. So Ortega stands on first with Steer on third. Runners on the corners with one out. Wichita leading Northwest Arkansas 1-0. And here's the left fielder, Deshaun Kersey. Kersey bats. Runners on the corners and one out. The first pitch misses down and away for ball one. One and out to Kersey, who has hits in each of the first three games of this series. Yesterday, he reached base three times in four plate appearances, but the box score read him 1-for-2, hit by a pitch and walked, sandwiching a six-inning single. The 1-0 is sliced foul, sharp bouncing ball, foul territory down the left side. Count is even, one ball and one strike. Kersey had a double on Tuesday. I should say a double on Wednesday, I beg your pardon, on Tuesday. He singled. Slightly open stance from the left side, the 1-1. Fastball spotted just off the plate. And the count is two balls and one strike. Two balls and a strike on Kersey. Double play depth up the middle of the infield. 2-1 pitch. Looped foul over the netting, over the sweet level as well, head for the concourse. The count is even now, two balls and two strikes. Shadows have overtaken most of the playing surface. The 2-2 pitch. Lined foul down the left side, headed for the Werther's Grass Berman left field foul territory. It bounces up and headed for the Kansas City Royals kid zone. Count is even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes with one out and runners on the corners here in the first. The pitch misses down and away. And we're full, three balls and two strikes. Well, Veneziano threw 37 pitches on Saturday. Faced seven batters. Only 16 of his 37 pitches were strikes. He kicks in the 3-2. Slow tapper back to the mound. Veneziano has Steer hung up between third and home. He throws to the third baseman, Eaton, who throws to Cropley. Cropley tags the runner, Steer. There's the second out. 1-5-3, 1-5-3, the fielder's choice. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. That's what the official score is here for, right? To keep track of the things I can't. A curious decision by Veneziano. I guess they know Kersey runs well, and you'd rather. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC credit cards subject to approval. So two runners on with two out. Wind Surge lead 1-0 in the first. Michael Hellman, the center fielder, bats, and the right-handed hitter takes the first pitch outside for ball one. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Ortega on third, Kersey on second. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. The Wind Surge an early 1-0 lead. Hellman, the center fielder, went 1-for-4 yesterday while playing third base. He singled and scored at the sixth inning. 2-0 misses down and in. Three balls and no strikes. And not the sign you want to see if you're Anthony Veneziano. A left-hander, Zach Phillips, is up and throwing in the Northwest Arkansas bullpen in the right field corner. Veneziano's readying his 30th pitch of the inning and the game. It's 3-0. Misses outside for ball four. So Hellman down to first with the second walk of the inning from Veneziano. And now the first baseman, Andrew Bechtold, will bat. Bases loaded and two outs. Surge up 1-0 in the top of the first inning. Ortega on third, Kersey on second, Hellman on first. Bechtold, 0-for-3 yesterday. Though he did walk and score in Wichita's 4-run sixth inning. Pitch from Veneziano. This is outside for ball one. The count is 1-0. We saw Bechtold catch yesterday, the first time he's done that this season. Also played third base on Wednesday. And actually Tuesday as well. Apollo, no strikes. Veneziano's pitch misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. I can't help but think that if Veneziano loses Bechtold, this may be his last batter. And it was seven batters, 37 pitches on Saturday that he lasted two-thirds of an inning. And he's teetering dangerously close to that same outcome today. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball at 92 misses, and it's three balls and no strikes. Peers in for the sign, glove tucked into his right shoulder. Comes set of the belts. Here comes the 3-0. Fastball called a strike on the inner edge. Bechtold was a step towards first base, though he'll retreat into the right-handed batter's box, and we'll do it once more. The Surge scored one inning in the first yesterday and held a lead the entire night. Looking to do the same here, then he wouldn't mind adding on another run up 1-0 here in the first. Bases loaded and two outs. The 3-1 pitch is sliced to the right over the roof of the suite level and out of play foul. We'll do it again, the count full. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners will be in motion with the count full and two outs. Kevin Merrill, the shortstop, is due up next. Veneziano's 36th pitch of the inning on the way. He's skied high in the air and deep down the right field line. Matias into the corner on the warning track. He reaches up right in front of the 325 sign in right field. And somehow, someway, Anthony Veneziano is able to escape a 36-pitch first inning. Only allowing one run. A run on two hits, no errors, a pair of walks, and three left on. The Surge score one, but leave them loaded. Naturals coming to bat for the first time in the bottom half. We'll be back for the bottom of the first inning on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the bottom of the first inning from Springdale, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Wichita Wind Surge 1-0 on this Friday night. So glad to have your company. Nicholas Batters hanging out with you today. The Naturals line up. Michael Garcia leading off at shortstop. Nick Lofton batting second in center field. Michael Massey hits third, playing second base. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Sully Matias. Nate Eaton hits fifth at third. Jake Means bats sixth at first. Robbie Glendinning hits seventh at DH. Tyler Crapley bats eighth doing the catching. And Tucker Bradley rounds out the order, batting ninth in left field. First pitch to Michael Garcia. Misses for a ball 1-0. Though I'll note an automatic strike was called on Garcia because he took too long to get into the box. So there's the first automatic pitch of the season. 1-2, called the strike. It's 1-2. I'm going to have to find a way to keep track of this. I don't exactly know what it'll be. We'll figure that out. I need a special scorebook notation. 1-2 to Garcia, the pitch. Misses down and away. 2-2. So not only can automatic pitches be called on the pitcher, but also the batter if he doesn't get in the box quickly enough. There, Garcia didn't even step out. Stayed where he was. Right on right matchup. The 2-2 from Simeon Woods Richardson is an elevated fastball. Swung through and missed for strike three. So now Nick Lofton bats after Garcia strikes out. Right now I'm going to outline, because I do a dot in my scorebook whenever pitch is thrown. I'm thinking I'm going to circle the dot in green, so I know it was an automatic pitch. First pitch to Nick Lofton is lined into left field. Kersey into an unintentional slide, I think. It looked like he slipped on his way to make the catch, but he comes down with the ball. There's the second out. So quickly, two outs here in the bottom of the first. The defense for the Wind Surge has Deshaun Kersey in left, Michael Hellman in center, Cole Sturgeon in right. Spencer Steer at third. The shortstop's Kevin Merrill with Austin Martin at second, Andrew Bechtold at first, and Alex Isola catching. Simeon Woods Richardson's first pitch to Michael Massey is called the strike. And the count's no balls and one strike. Massey, the left-handed hitting second baseman against the right-handed throwing Woods Richardson out of Sugar Land, Texas. Foul back to the screen, quickly 0-2. Woods Richardson, regarded by MLB Pipeline as the eighth-ranked prospect in the Twin system. Baseball America has him a touch higher at number 7. No balls and 2 strikes, and the pitch. Fouled through the legs of the catcher. Isola back to the screen. We'll do it again. No balls and 2 strikes. Oh, and 2 on Massey. Infield to pull. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 1-2. Woods Richardson made his first start of the season on Saturday against Tulsa. Threw 5 2/3 scoreless, only allowed 1 hit and 2 walks while striking out 5. His 1-2 pitch. Fly down the left field line out of play into the seating bowl. And the count holds at 1-2. Also hit a batter, so he allowed 4 base runners to reach across 5 2/3 innings. Well, the Wind Surge were swept last weekend. Tulsa won that game 3-2 in 10 innings. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Massey out in front of the off speed. Simeon Woods Richardson. A 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning. Northwest Arkansas is retired in order, just like they were last night. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. We go to the second. Wichita up 1-0.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
This is Anthony Veneziano, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the second inning from Springdale. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Wichita Wind Surge 1-0. Kevin Merrill, old friend, leads off. He's the number 8 hitter, the shortstop for the Wind Surge. He'll be followed by the catcher, Alex Isola, and the second baseman, Austin Martin. Anthony Veneziano into his second inning of work. Starts Merrill off with a swinging strike, 0-1. Merrill, the left-handed hitter, spent parts of 2019 and 2021, I should say, with the Naturals. Bounces the 0-1 pitch to the second baseman, Massey. A casual overhand toss to first. And there's one gone. Didn't even give us a chance to dive into Kevin Merrill's stats from last season. It's the catcher, Alex Isola, just a 100 hitter to begin season. One for his first 10. He was driven in 2 runs, walked a couple of times. First pitch to Isola, called a strike from Anthony Veneziano. The count is no balls and 1 strike. Veneziano, a 36-pitch first inning. His 0-1 to Isola misses low. The count is 1 ball and 1 strike. 36 pitches, but he only allowed a run on 2 hits and 2 walks. 1-1 pitch. Misses high and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. So if you're looking for the bright side, it's an improvement from last game. 2-1, here's the pitch. Floater misses outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Though the control still isn't where Veneziano wants it to be or where we know it can be. He wasn't a guy who walked many batters a season ago. 3-1 pitch is well struck, high in the air, deep to left center field. Lofton and Bradley look up. That ball is way gone. Isola crushes his first home run of the season, deep to left center field. And the Wichita Wind Surge double their lead. It's 2-0 here in the second in favor of Wichita. Ball was really well struck. Back to the top of the order for Austin Martin, the second baseman. Bases empty and 1 out. Wichita up 2-0. And the right-handed hitter takes ball 1 outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. He walked, stole second, and scored in the first inning. Veneziano's 1-0. Misses inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Infield shaded to pull for the right-handed hitter. The 2-0. This is outside. Three balls and no strikes. Well, Veneziano's working quicker than he did last weekend, but I'd say that's more the pitch clock than anything. 3-0 pitch. Misses outside ball four. Martin walks for the second time in as many innings. That's the third walk of the evening for Veneziano. The runner on first and one out. A run home here in the second. Cole Sturgeon, the right fielder, comes to the plate. Left-handed hitter grounded out in the first inning. Bats for the second time today. Runner off from first. Pitch is called to strike. Cropley's throw to second. High, and it's a tad late. So Martin steals his second base of the game. The pitch again was a strike to Sturgeon. So the count is no balls and one strike. Oh, and one check back at second, the pitch. Misses low. That's one ball and one strike. Well, I said it wasn't very characteristic of Veneziano to be throwing this many balls or walking this many guys. Last year, in 93 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 127, only walked 37. Here's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Sturgeon chases low. Goes fishing. Maybe for a sturgeon. Sorry. I'll stop. The count is 1-2. Veneziano led the Royals minor league system in strikeouts last year with 127. Had the best K rate and K per nine among qualified pitchers. This is 1-2. Misses inside. Two balls and two strikes. He's still looking for his first strikeout this season, though. Runner on second with one out. Check back at second, and the 2-2. Outside corner, ring him up, called strike three. Sturgeon down looking for the second out of the second inning. Anthony Veneziano's first strikeout of 2022. So with two gone, a runner on second. Spencer Steer bats. First pitch, misses for a ball. The count is 1-0. Veneziano won Steer, who doubled in a run his last time up in the first inning. The pitch misses down and in. Two balls and no strikes. So there are two pitch clocks. Or pitch clock screens, I should say, at RVS Ballpark. Pitch clock displays. There's one in left center field, right in front of where Alex Isola hit his home run. Counting down 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Steer goes fishing in the dirt. And the count is 2-1. And then there's one behind home plate as well, off to the... I guess that's the home dugout side. So the pitcher can see it on top of the umpire having his view in center field. 2-1 on Steer with two outs, a runner on second. Surge up 2-0 here in inning two. Veneziano checks back. He kicks in the pitch. Good breaking ball floats in for a strike. We're even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second. The deuces are wild in the second inning. Fastball inside corner. Called strike three. Steers frozen. That's a pair of backwards K's for Anthony Veneziano here in the second. He strands a runner on, but does surrender the home run to the number nine hitter, Alex Isola. So a run on a hit and a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. The wind surge lead the Naturals 2-0. We go to the bottom of inning two.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the second, and in the Naturals trail the wind surge 2-0. 4, 5, and 6 to up for Northwest Arkansas, starting with the right fielder, Sully Matias. First pitch from Woods Richardson. This is down and inside, 1-0. Simeon Woods Richardson, the right-hander, was able to get through the bottom of the first inning, only needed 11 pitches. Matias, Nate Eaton, and Jake Means here in the second. The 1-0 foul back to the screen, and the count's 1-1. Three straight right-handed hitters for the Naturals. It took them until the top of the lineup a second time through yesterday. The first batter to reach base was Michael Garcia in the bottom of the fourth. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Matias out in front of the breaking ball. And the count is 1-2. Infield shaded a pull for the powerful right fielder. The 1-2. Well struck in the air down the right field line. Sturgeon into the corner on the warning track. Reaches up in front of the sidewall. And he makes the catch. Sully Matias, who was hoping that ball would get out of play, just barely stayed in the field of play. Well, there's one gone for the third baseman, Nate Eaton, who's reached in all five games he's played in with hits in his last two. Takes the first pitch down and in for ball one. Count is 1-1 and no strikes. Infield shaded a pull. Right on right matchup, the 1-0. Bouncy ball hit softly to the shortstop, Kevin Merrill. Sidearm throw to first. Beats Eaton by a step. And there are two gone. Now here's Jake Means, the first baseman, who we saw at his natural third base yesterday. Woods Richardson, so I mentioned twice traded. He was the Mets' second-round pick in 2018 out of high school in Sugar Land, Texas. He's still just 21 years old. First pitch to Means, misses down and away. Count is 1-1 and no strikes. The 1-0, count the strike, 1-1. So he was traded from the Mets to the Blue Jays in 2019 in the deal that netted New York Marcus Stroman. Then he went from Toronto to Minnesota as a part of the Jose Berríos deal with the second baseman Austin Martin in July of 2021. 1-1's called a strike, 1-2. The funny part about that is that he wasn't even in the United States when he was traded to the Twins. He was off in Tokyo playing for the U.S. at the Olympics. 1-2. poke foul, back of home plate. That lands, I call it, five rows deep into the seats. Foul ball makes the count 1-2. So he was in Tokyo at the Olympics when he was traded and returned and was assigned to Wichita. The 1-2 is poked foul to the right. And we'll do it again, a ball and two strikes. But hey, he won a silver medal. So hey, you're on your third organization, but you also get an Olympic silver medal. Made four starts in September for the Surge. Here's his 1-2 pitch. High and away for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. 4 starts for the Wind Surge. He went 1-1, a 6.75 ERA. The only earned runs he allowed came against the Naturals at home. His 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Means chases off speed, down and in. And Woods Richardson has his 3rd strikeout in 2 innings. He set down the Naturals in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the 3rd with the Wind Surge leading the Naturals 2-0.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWA.com. Naturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
After the 3rd inning, the Naturals trail the Wind Surge 2-0. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Anthony Veneziano starts Dennis Ortega off with a fastball outside for ball 1. 1-0. It's Ortega, Deshaun Kersey, and Michael Hellman, 4, 5, and 6 for Wichita. The Natural Southpaw's 1-0 pitch rolled over. The third baseman Eaton takes it on a bounce, sets his feet, and a strong throw to first beats Ortega in plenty of time for the first out of the 3rd inning. So there's one away in the 3rd inning with Wichita up 2-0. Now it's the left fielder Deshaun Kersey who bounced into that 1-5-2 fielder's choice back in inning 1. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike 1. At the time, I thought it was a little bit of a curious decision by Veneziano to go home with the ball instead of try and turn a double play, but it ended up working out as no more runs scored. The 0-1 misses high, 1-1. Infield shaded a pull, 1-1. Veneziano's pitch. Bouncing ball hit softly to the right side. Who's going to get it? The first baseman Means barehands it, tumbling down to the ground on the infield grass, and he doesn't have time to make a play. It's an infield single for Kersey. That ball was really hit in no man's land on the right side of the infield. It was hit too hard for Veneziano to be able to get there in time, but it wasn't hit hardly enough for the second baseman Massey or the first baseman Means to have a clean play on it. So with a runner on first and one out, it's the right-handed hitting center fielder, Michael Hallman. Veneziano check over at first. And a step over. Kersey back in, standing up. It's important to keep in mind, the pitcher is allowed to disengage from the rubber twice per plate appearance. Any subsequent disengagements result in a balk unless the runner is out, or an out is made, or the runner advances. He kicks in the pitch. In for strike one. So two step-offs, two pick-offs, two disengagements, whatever you want to say. Per plate appearance, the pitcher can only step off twice. So if he fails two pick-off attempts, well, you kind of think the runner is going to be going on the next one. Kersey off for second, pitches low and away. Crapley doesn't have a throw on it as the ball ends up in the dirt. That's the third stolen base of the night for the Wind Surge. And the count is 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Things that don't count as a disengagement: a mound visit, an injury, if the team batting calls a timeout, or if the catcher gives defensive signals to his infield in between batters. If it happens between pitches, though, that counts. Veneziano checks back at second, the 2-1. Breaking ball lined into left center field. That drops for base hit and will roll all the way to the wall. Kersey speeds around third and is in to score standing up. Hellman's headed for third, and he's in with a head-first slide. An RBI triple for Michael Hallman extends the Wind Surge lead. It's 3-0 here in the third inning. Well, both Kersey and Hallman can fly. I don't even think Hallman needed to slide there. He would have been in standing up. I mean, he hit that ball with enough sauce on it. It had some spin to it, and it just kept rolling all the way to the fence, right in between the center fielder Lofton and the left fielder Bradley. So it's 3-0 Wichita in the third with one out. The Naturals play the infield in for the right-handed head-in first baseman Andrew Bechtold, who bounces it through the drawn-in infield right up the middle and into center field. Hellman scores from third, a two-run third inning for Wichita. Make it 4-0 Wind Surge. That's three straight hits. Now we'll see a right-hander start to throw for the Naturals in their bullpen. It's the young Dominican, Jeffrey Del Rosario. He's been up for a little while now, so I can't help but wonder if the leash on Veneziano's not that much longer. Now here's former Natural Kevin Merrill. Played in 83 games for the Naturals between 2019 and 2021. First pitch to the shortstop is called a strike. Count is no balls and one strike. It was a rough year last year for Merrill. He hit just 185 across 41 games with the Naturals. And we did see him at all four infield positions, plus left and right field. A one pitch misses down and away. One ball and one strike. Merrill signed a minor league deal with the Twins during the offseason. Actually back in January the 16th. Swings through the 1-1 and the count is one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes with one out here in the third. Runner on first is Andrew Bechtold, and the Wind Surge lead this game 4-0. Lefty on lefty matchup. Here's Veneziano's 1-2 with the runner out for second. Pitch is tapped foul up the first base line, so Bechtold will be forced to retreat to first. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Line drive speared by the first baseman Means. He tags the runner at first. Bechtold, who's doubled off to end the inning. It's our Breeze Airways Seriously Nice Player of the Game. Book a last-minute trip or plan a vacation with Breeze Airways. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to New Orleans, San Antonio, and Tampa Bay. So Veneziano gets out of trouble in the third inning with the double play to the first baseman Means. But two more runs score on three hits. No errors and no runners left on. So it's 4-0 Wind Surge as we go to the bottom of inning three.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night, plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course, Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is infielder Robbie Glendinning, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
First pitch to Robbie Glendinning misses outside for a ball. The count is 1-0. Glendinning, Tyler Crapley, and Tucker Bradley, 7, 8, and 9 in the Naturals order. And the pitch misses away. Two balls and no strikes. Glendinning, our guest on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse show today. Great to talk with the Aussie for a few minutes. Simeon Woods Richardson's 2-0 pitch. High for a ball. He checks his swing, appealed to first base, and Harley Mercedes says he did not go around. Count is three balls and no strikes. On Glendinning, the designated hitter, and the pitch. Misses low, ball four. So Glendinning is on for the fifth time in as many games played this season. He's reached base in all five games he's appeared in. And the Naturals have their first base runner of the game. The Australians on first. Here's the catcher, Tyler Crapley. Crapley's second start of the season, his third appearance. He was the Naturals catcher on Sunday and went 0-for-3. On Saturday, he took the mound and got the final two outs of the eighth inning. Move over to first. Glendinning back in with a dive. So there's one engagement, or disengagement, I should say. So now Woods Richardson can make one more move over. Otherwise, he risks a balk being called. And the pitch to Crapley. The breaking ball in for strike one. Crapley, the native of Iowa, back for his second season with the Naturals. His first appearance at home this year. Played sparingly last season, mostly as the third string catcher. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low. Count is even 1-1. He was the backup to MJ Melendez the first month of the season, then with the arrival of Freddie Fermin, moved down a rung. Then with Melendez bumped up to Omaha, Mabry's Valoria took his place as the starting catcher. The 1-1 to Crapley. Called a strike, 1-2. Now, despite playing in just 26 games last season and hitting 194, he earned an invite to big league spring training this year. Originally signed with the Royals October 2020 as a minor league free agent. Runner on first with nobody out. Naturals trailing 4-0 in the third. Woods Richardson. His 1-2 to Crapley. Misses low. Blocked by Isola out in front. Not far enough does it kick away for Glendinning to advance. The count 2-2. He hit 2 home runs and drove in 6 runs last year. 6 of his 13 hits came in the month of July. Originally a Nationals draft pick out of the University of Iowa. 2-2 pitch. Pops straight up. Foul territory. The catcher Isola tosses his mask in the grass behind the dirt circle around home plate. Isola makes the catch for the first out. Now it's the left-handed hitting left fielder Tucker Bradley. The University of Georgia product. Bats with Robbie Glendinning on first and one out here in the third inning. Naturals trailing 4-0, and immediately we see a move over to first. Glendinning back in pretty quickly and easily. Bradley, 23 years old. And the pitch. Skied in the air with Glendinning delayed for second. Into foul territory, the second baseman Martin up against the tarp, reaches over the tarp and makes the catch. What a nice play from the Wichita second baseman in foul territory for the second out of the third inning. So Michael Garcia now bats, the leadoff man. Shortstop had an automatic strike called on him in the bottom of the first inning. And then struck out swinging. And the first pitch. Called the strike. Count is no balls and one strike. Garcia has reached in each of the first 6 games of the season. With his start today, he's now the only natural that has started in every game. John Rave has the day off. Move over to first, Glendinning back in with the dive. So again, that's the first of 2 possible disengagements from the rubber that Simeon Woods Richardson may make this plate appearance. Glendinning, a decent lead off of first, being held on by Bechtold. The 0-1 to Garcia. Misses. An off-speed pitch at 74 miles an hour. The count is even, 1 ball and 1 strike. Glendinning hasn't attempted a steal yet this year. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. 1-2. So the wind surge, a run in the first. 1 in the second. And 2 in the third. The Naturals still in search of their first hit. Scoreless. Trailing 4-0 here in the bottom of inning 3. 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 outs on Garcia. Woods Richardson with his socks up high, stirrups above his shoe tops. The 1-2 pitch, Glendinning off for second. Fly ball hit into center field. Hellman to his right. Reaches up and catches the sinking line drive foul ball hybrid, I guess you could say. But it's the third out of the third inning. Natural still without a hit. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. We're through 3 innings. The wind surge lead the Naturals 4-0. Let's go to inning 4.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake.
Sweet.
The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unified Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Out of the fourth inning, Naturals trail the wind surge 4-0. Time now for this amazing day in baseball history, brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious and creative play. Now, I don't know if amazing is the word to describe the day that we're going to flash back to, or maybe the day itself was amazing. But the moment, I think, to me is more fascinating. An automatic strike is called on Alex Isola. So the count is no balls and one strike. 0-1, the pitch. Misses inside. Count is even 1-1. So that's the second automatic strike called today. First one was on Michael Garcia in the bottom of the first inning. And how about that? Both of them have been the first batter of an inning. Jeffrey Del Rosario, by the way, the new pitcher for the Naturals. 1-1, misses low. Two balls and one strike. Del Rosario comes in after Anthony Veneziano, goes three innings, allows four runs on six hits with three walks and two strikeouts. He threw 72 pitches. The 2-1 misses down low. Three balls and one strike. So we're going to go back for this amazing day in baseball history to 2011 and the Naturals game on April the 15th, 2011. It's kind of an interesting one. Del Rosario's 3-1 pitch. Skied in the air to left center field. Lofton back to his right. A step in front of the warning track. He makes the grab for the first out. Now here's Austin Martin, the leadoff man. So the Naturals on April the 15th, 2011, lost to the San Antonio Missions 26-5 on the road. Though several records were set in that game that still stand today. The most runs surrendered, 26. The most hits surrendered, 26. The most home runs given up, 7. First pitch to Martin, misses low. That's ball one. Most extra base hits allowed, 16. And the most total bases by an opposing team, 56. 1-0 from Del Rosario. Called the strike, 1-1. So those records have stood over 10 years in the Naturals record books. 31 combined runs between the two teams and 35 combined hits, also the most. 1-1, misses down and away. Two balls and one strike. And funny enough, San Antonio only scored in 5 of the 8 innings that they came to bat that day. The 2-1 pitch. This is high and tight, 3-1 on Martin. Though they scored at least 5 runs in 4 of the 5 innings where they did score. And that was this amazing day in baseball history, thanks to our friends of the Scott Family Amazium. Austin Martin ahead in the count, 3-1. He's walked twice in 2 plate appearances so far. Make it 3 times in 3 plate appearances. Martin takes ball 4 low and away. He's down to first. So to begin the fourth inning, Martin walks for the third time to bring Cole Sturgeon to the plate. And let's keep an eye on him at first base because he's stolen second in the first and the second innings. Tyler Cropley's had 3 base runners steal on him this year. Martin, an aggressive leadoff of first, being held on by Jake Means. Del Rosario kicks in the first pitch. Misses a fastball at 91 miles an hour, 1-0. Jeffrey Del Rosario, 22 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. Signed as a minor league free agent with the Royals in December 2017 after a year in Atlanta's organization. The 1-0 pitch. Called a strike. The off-speed makes the count 1-1. We saw Del Rosario pitch in 26 games last year for the Naturals with 11 starts. Struck out 78 over 70 and two-thirds innings. This is his second appearance of this season. He's thrown 2 1/3 scoreless so far. A move over to first. Martin back in with a dive. That's the first of 2 pickoff attempts that Del Rosario can make on Austin Martin. And you want to be careful, because if you make two, well, then you kind of think he's going to be off if he can't pick off anymore, right? Pitch is a ball. Throw to second is high and wide. Austin Martin has his third stolen base of the game. And the count's 2-1 on Cole Sturgeon. So 2-1 on Sturgeon with Martin on second. Del Rosario peers in for the sign, has it at his belt. Kicks in the 2-1. Dives down and in. Three balls and one strike, the count. Move over to second. Martin just in ahead of the tag from the shortstop, Michael Garcia. So the count is 3-1 on Sturgeon. And in theory, Del Rosario can't pick off anymore. He's used both of his disengagements, one to first and one to second this plate appearance. Martin, a big lead off of second. Oh, my goodness. And the pitch misses outside for ball four. So back-to-back walks from Del Rosario here with one out. Sturgeon on first with Martin on second for the third baseman, Spencer Steer. If you look back to the game logs last year for Austin Martin, he never stole more than one base in a game, but he did draw three walks on four occasions, including twice with Wichita. However, the three walks he's drawn today have been his first three of the season. And he's now up to four steals with his three today. First pitch to Spencer Steer. A strike from Jeffrey Del Rosario. Count is 0-1. Steer doubled in a run in the first. Struck out looking to end the second. So the box score has Spencer 1-for-2 today. Next pitch. Called a strike. It's no balls and two strikes. One, the 0-2, I should say, is flied off to the right. Bounces on the roof of the sweet level. We'll do it again. 0-2. The moon is very bright in the sky tonight. Ah, the full moon's tomorrow. Okay. Well, I was going to say, I'm like, if this isn't a full moon, it has to be tomorrow because we're pretty darn close. Runners are off. Massive leads. Oh, my goodness. But the pitch is swung through a missed by Steer for strike three. I mean, Austin Martin was nearly to third before Del Rosario even delivered that pitch. He wasn't worrying about the runners on base. He was focusing on the batter, Steer. It's the first strikeout for Del Rosario, second out of the fourth inning. Sturgeon has his first steal of the year. He's on second. And Martin, his fourth of the game, he's on third. Goodness gracious, are they just running wild on Tyler Crapley tonight? First pitch is in for a called strike to Dennis Ortega. Count is no balls and one strike. Ortega singled in the first, grounded out in the third. So he's 0-for-2 today. Batting with two outs and two runners on, the Wind Surge leading 4-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch. Called a strike. No balls and two strikes. Del Rosario, strike away from a scoreless inning. At the belt, kicks the 0-2. Fastball below the knees. 94 miles an hour. A pitch misses. And it's one ball and two strikes. Rosario's 1-2 pitch. 93 miles an hour on the fastball. Ortega checked his swing. A late appeal to the first base umpire, Harley Mercedes, says he went around, so that's strike three. in the fourth inning comes to an abrupt end. For the first time today, the Wichita Wind Surge kept off the scoreboard. No runs and no hits, a pair of walks, no errors, two runners left on base. So through 3.5 innings, the Naturals trail the Wind Surge 4-0. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better, Walmart.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people, or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick. Made in America since 1948.
This is outfielder Nick Lofton, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
On to the bottom of the fourth inning from Springdale, the Naturals trail the Wind Surge 4-0. Nick Lofton leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. He takes the first pitch low for ball one from Simeon Woods Richardson. One ball and no strikes is the count. Lofton, Michael Massey, and Sully Matias here in the fourth inning. Naturals trailing 4-0. 1-0 pitches a rocket right at the shortstop. Kevin Merrill takes a step to his left and comes up with the ball. Well, the first out. So with one gone, here's the second baseman, Michael Massey, who struck out swinging to end the first. Woods Richardson has three strikeouts today. Massey was his second victim. The pitch. Misses down and away for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. Woods Richardson has the sign. The pitch is bounced foul outside the first base bag. Count is 1-0. His first appearance against the Naturals last year was rough. On September the 9th, he only pitched into the second inning. An inning and two-thirds, allowed six runs on three hits with three walks and two strikeouts. The Naturals scored 10 runs in the second inning to win the game 14-7. The 1-1 pitch misses in the dirt, 2-1. That was a second inning where Brewer Hicklin hit a grand slam, his first of two grand slams in Wichita that year. The 2-1 pitch, fouled off the mask of the catcher, Isola. And the count even, two balls and two strikes. But again, that was the only game where he allowed runs for the Wind Surge last season. Baseball's a funny game, isn't it? The 2-2, high for ball three. Three balls and two strikes now the count. Three balls and two strikes with one out. He kicks in the pitch. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes. Infield shaded to pull for the left-handed hitter. Batting 304 in the season. And the payoff pitch. Fly ball lofted into center field. Sends the center fielder Hellman back a couple of steps. He reaches up and makes the grab. Pretty deep into center field for the second out. First pitch to Surly Matias is grounded sharply inside the first base bag and into the corner. He hustles around first and is into second standing up. With a two-out double, the Naturals have their first hit of the game here in the fourth inning. It's the second straight night the Naturals have gotten their first hit of the game in the fourth inning. This time, though, it's a double. Suli's still looking for that first home run of the season, but boy, is he making some good contact and putting balls in play consistently. With a runner on second to two outs, it's the third baseman, Nate Eaton. Naturals trail by four. 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Woods Richardson has the side of the belt. Checks back at second. His first pitch to Eaton. In the dirt, blocked by Isola. The count is 1-0 and no strikes. Check back at second, the 1-0. Grounded sharply underneath the glove of the third baseman, Steer, and into left field. Matias slips as he rounds third. He's still going to get home, though, standing up. Into second base, Nate Eaton with an RBI double, and the Naturals are on the scoreboard in the fourth with back-to-back doubles. 4-1's our score on this Friday night from Arvest Ballpark. So Eaton has his fourth run batted in of the season. Naturals find themselves on the scoreboard much earlier than they did last night. Yesterday it took until the seventh. Today they do it in the fourth inning. Progress. Baby steps, right? Jake Means the batter. First pitch to the right-handed hitter. In for a called strike one. Means struck out swinging to end the second. That was the last strikeout of the season, of the game for Woods Richardson. Still mildly, I don't know if amusing is the right word, fascinating to me. The only runs that Simeon Woods Richardson has allowed with Wichita have been against the Naturals. Oh, one misses low. Count is even 1-1. That goes his four starts with the Wind Surge last year and two this season. He's given up seven runs in a Wichita uniform. All of them have come against Northwest Arkansas. Long look back at second and Eaton, the 1-1 pitch. Floats low and away. 2 balls and one strike. With two outs. Naturals trailing by 3 runs. It's 4-1 here in the fourth inning. Woods Richardson from the first base side has the sign. Chucks back at second. Back to home plate. He kicks to the 2-1. Misses outside. 3 balls and one strike now on Jake Means. Three balls and a strike with two outs. Woods Richardson set the belt. Big pitch coming up. He kicks in the 3-1. In for strike two. Means was a step towards first base. And the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count. And 2 outs. The payoff pitch. Little slow roller to the right side. Infield was played to pull the second baseman. Martin has to range over and hurry his throw, and he does a sensational job. Ranging far to his left. Transfer the ball quickly in and out of his glove. He throws to first, and Means is retired. But a run on 2 hits, back-to-back doubles from the Naturals. No errors and a runner left on. 4-1's our score as we head to the fifth from Springdale.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Feels good. As we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest.
When quality, value.
Top of the fifth inning, Naturals trailing Wichita. What am I talking about? Naturals on top of Wichita. Our score, 4-1. Deshaun Kersey against Jeffrey Del Rosario swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. Kersey, Michael Hellman, and Andrew Bechtold here in the fifth inning. And the pitch misses for ball one. One ball and one strike. Del Rosario, 23 pitches in the fourth inning. He kept the surge off the scoreboard. The pitch. Bounced foul just outside the first base bag. And the count, one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes the count. Del Rosario had two strikeouts to end the fourth inning. Has the sign here in the fifth. He kicks in the 1-2 pitch. Fly ball hit softly into center field. Lofton drifts back, reaches up, and makes the catch. For the first out. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. First pitch is popped into right field. Matias ranges over to his left, has the ball in his sights, and makes the catch. So after one pitch, we now have our second out. Michael Hellman flies out, and Andrew Bechtold, the first baseman, bats. Once we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Texas League. Some exciting games going on right now across the landscape of the league. And there's one in the organization that we'll take a look at as well, I think. First pitch to Bechtold, swing and a miss for strike one. Although I don't know if it's exciting for the reason we want it to be. The 0-1 pitch. Bechtold looks at a ball low. Count is even, one ball and one strike. Today games going on in Midland, Tulsa, San Antonio, and Arkansas, down in North Little Rock. One ball and one strike. The pitch. Bouncy ball hit to the left side. The third baseman, Eaton, takes it on a hop from in front of the shortstop, Michael Garcia. He throws to first in time. For the first time today, the Wind Surge are retired in order. Del Rosario threw two scoreless innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. Halfway through tonight's ballgame, after 4.5, the Naturals trail the Wind Surge 4-1.
And energy save when quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
We won't be beat.
Pleasant Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Pleasant Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PleasantTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
This is Robbie Glendinning for the Naturals, and you're tuned into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Halfway home, the Naturals trail the wind surge 4-1. Robbie Glendinning leads off the bottom of inning 5 and fouls the pitch back off the sweet level. Count is 0-1. Here in a moment, we're going to take a look at the Texas League out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Save money. Live better. 0-1 on Glendinning. The pitch from Woods Richardson. This is high for a ball. 1-1. I mentioned it earlier. Games in North Little Rock and San Antonio, Tulsa, and Midland. We'll start out of division and work our way in. 1-1 the count on Glendinning. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses high. Didn't break like Woods Richardson wanted it to, and the count's 2-1. Corpus Christi leads Midland 8-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland. The Hooks, a 6-run third inning, the difference so far. 2-1, the count on Glendinning, and the pitch. Swing and a miss at an elevated fastball, 91 miles an hour. We're even 2-2. In San Antonio, the Frisco Rough Riders lead the San Antonio Missions 5-0. That's a darn good Frisco team that we'll see next week at Riders Field. The 2-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. In Tulsa, the Amarillo Sod Poodles lead the Tulsa Drillers 2-1 at One Oak Field. The Naturals don't visit there until June. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch to Glendinning. Misses down low. And the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. At the top of the sixth inning at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, the Springfield Cardinals tied at 3 with the Arkansas Travelers. 3 runs and 3 hits apiece. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Glendinning with the bases empty, nobody out in the fifth. And the pitch. Fly ball well struck into center field, but it's going to hold up for Hellman, who ranges in and a bit to his right to make the grab. For the first out of the fifth inning. So that was a look at the Texas League scoreboard, thanks to Walmart. Tyler Crapley, the catcher, bats, popped out into foul territory. His first time up back in the third inning. Naturals trail by 3, 4-1 here in the fifth. Crapley takes a big swing and a miss for strike 1. And the count is no balls and 1 strike. Crapley looking for his first hit of the season. Right-handed hitting catcher. Waits the 0-1. Foul back to the screen. 0-2. Kicks in the pitch. Misses high for a ball. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. One, two on the way. Crapley reaches for a ball down and away and pokes it foul into the seat. Yeah, that bounces in a sweep down into the seating bowl, and a fan makes a nice catch on the ricochet. Sign him up. will hold it 1-2 on Crapley. One ball and two strikes. Which Richardson kicks and delivers. Tap foul back to the backstop. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. Infield shaded to pull. A ball and two strikes with one out. Which Richardson, his pitch to Crapley. Grounded to the left side. The third baseman Steer ranges to his left. From in front of the shortstop, he throws low to first. It pulls Bechtold off the bag, but he tags Crapley on his way up the line just before he crosses the base. 5-3, Crapley grounds out for the first out of the fifth inning. Now here's the left fielder, Tucker Bradley. First pitch to the left-handed hitter. Misses for ball 1-0. Naturals have three left-handed hitters on their active roster. Michael Massey, the number 3 hitter. Bradley, the number 9 hitter. I beg your pardon, 4. Plus 2 on the bench, John Rave and Ryan Grotejohn. Swing and a miss, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike in the pitch. Foul back again to the screen. And the count is 1-2. Pitch on the way. Misses in the dirt. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs in the fifth. And the pitch. High for a ball. And we're full. 3-2. Yeah. 3-2 on the way. Misses inside. Ball 4. Oh, Tucker Bradley draws a 2-out walk. Naturals have a runner on first with 2 outs. We head back to the top of the order for Michael Garcia. First pitch to Garcia, called the strike. No balls and 1 strike. He struck out swinging in the first, flied out to center field in the third, so he's 0-2 today. Bradley leads from first, and the 0-1. Slow roller up the third base side. Going to be a tough play for Steer with how well Garcia runs, and he doesn't even have a throw. Michael Garcia aboard with a 2-out single. That moves Bradley up to second. 2 on and 2 out. Naturals will bring the tying run to the plate. It's Nick Lofton. Two on, two out. Check back at second on Bradley. Woods Richardson delivers the pitch. Lofton takes ball 1. Count is 1-0. Some activity we see start in the Wichita bullpen. A left-hander begins to throw. I believe that's Evan Sisk. The 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss, and the count is even. 1-1. I'm completely wrong. That is Cody Funderburk. Cody Funderburk warming up in the Wichita bullpen. Check back in second. The 1-1 to Lofton. Foul to the right. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, two runners on. Naturals trying to inch closer to Wichita, down by 3-4-1. The 1-2 pitch. Lofton well struck in the air to right center field, but it's going to stay in the ballpark. The right fielder, Sturgeon, to his right. Camps under it and makes the grab. There's the final out of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit to walk. No errors. Two runners left on. Naturals still down by three. It's 4-1 as we enter the sixth.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at Arvest Ballpark as we kick off the 2022 season in style with a week-long series against the Wichita Wind Surge through April 17th in a rematch of last year's championship series. Celebrate the championship with a jumbo baseball card giveaway on Tuesday or a commemorative hat on Saturday. And make sure to stay late Friday for our first fireworks show of the year. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the sixth inning, Naturals trail the Wind Surge 4-1. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for details. Kevin Merrill leads off the top of the sixth inning. Merrill, Alex Isola, and Austin Martin, 8-9-1 in the Wind Surge order, and the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. 1-0. Del Rosario threw two scoreless innings. That was just now his 31st pitch. Next offering on the way. Popped in the air to the left side. Foul territory. Eaton, the third baseman, up against the sidewall. He watches helplessly as it lands about five or six rows back into the stands. Count is even 1-1. The 1-1, called the strike. It's 1-2. Infield shady to pull. The left-handed hitting Merrill, the 1-2 pitch. Hit to the right side. Means, a step into the right field grass. Throws to first in time. And there's the first out. So a tough play for the second baseman, Massey, had to range to his right, a step into the grass, but he throws to first. And there's one gone. And the pitch. This is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A 1-0 pitch, in for a strike, one ball and one strike. Alex Isola homered in the first or in the second inning. That was his first plate appearance. Flied out to center field in the fourth when he began the inning. Had an automatic strike called on him. The 1-1 misses for a ball. Two balls and one strike. I've been impressed that the pitchers seem to be pitching at a bit of a brisker pace with the pitch clock now being enforced. Del Rosario has the sign, the 2-1 pitch, fouled off the mask of Crapley to the backstop. And the count is even, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Bouncing ball hit up the middle into left center field for a base hit. So Alex Isola has his second hit. The day aboard with a single, one out here in the sixth. Will send us back to the top of the order for Austin Martin. And here in a second, we'll take a look at the Major League Baseball out-of-town scoreboard. See what's going on around the big leagues. Friday night, Jackie Robinson Day, full slate of games. Sharply hit into the glove of the third baseman, Eaton, ranging to his left. The turn to second, Michael Massillon to first. 5-4-3, the double play. So Martin does not walk for the fourth time today. Instead, first pitch swinging, he grounds into a double play. Isola forced out at second. Martin out at first. That'll end the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and no runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Wichita still on top, 4-1.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is Michael Massey for the Naturals, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's head back to the ballpark.
Now to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Naturals trail the Wind Surge 4-1. Cody Funderburk is the new pitcher. Alex Isola hit Funderburk with his throw down to second just a minute ago. Michael Massey will lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. So Simeon Woods Richardson is done. He goes five innings, allows a run on two hits. That run's unearned. I'll explain that here in a moment. Strikes out three. And Funderburk, the left-hander, takes over facing Massey, Sully Matias, and Nate Eaton. First pitch to Massey, misses for a ball. One ball and no strikes. He struck out in the first, flied out to center field in the fourth. Pitches fouled back to the screen, and the count is 1-1. Like I said, we're going to take a look at the MLB scoreboard, brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn from exceptional faculty and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointhepride. Massey fouls the 1-1 off to the left. And the count, 1-2. Woods Richardson threw 81 pitches on 50 strikes across his 5 innings of work. One, two, bounced foul towards the Naturals' first base dugout. Scooped up on a bare hand by the DH, Robbie Glendinning, on the top step. We'll do it again. 1-2, the count. Next pitch to Massey, misses outside. And the count is 2-2. Funderburk, the left-hander against the lefty Massey, misses down and in. And we're full, 3-2. Infield shaded to pull for the left-handed hitter. The 3-2 pitch lined through the right side and into right field. The base hit, even with the infield playing Massey to pull. He has the Naturals' third hit of the game. Now here's Sully Matias. So let's take a look at that MLB scoreboard. We have a pair of finals, a whole bunch of games in progress, 12 going on, and one game getting started here soon. Mets beat the D-backs 10-3 at Citi Field, I beg your pardon. And the Twins beat the Red Sox 8-4 from Fenway. First pitch to Sully Matias. He tried to check his swing, but went around, according to the home plate umpire Isaias Barba. Count is 0-1. Matias doubled and scored in the fourth inning. Only run of the game that's been scored so far. And the pitch misses inside. And the count's even 1-1. Games in progress. Bottom of the ninth in Pittsburgh. Nationals an out away from picking up the victory over the Pirates. Top of the ninth in Miami. Marlins are 2 outs away from a 7-1 win over the Phillies. Matias skies the 1-1 into foul territory on the right side. Bechtold, the first baseman on the warning track, reaches towards the stands while on the warning track and makes the catch for the first out. Now here's Nate Eaton, the third baseman. Top of the eighth at Camden Yards, Yankees and Orioles tied at 1. Top of the eighth in Toronto, Blue Jays lead the A's 4-1. Through eight in Cleveland, the Giants on top of the Guardians 4-1. Top of the eighth in Chicago, the White Sox lead the Rays 3-2. Nate Eaton bats 0-2 today. First pitch is grounded fair inside the third base bag, down the line and into the corner. Massey windmill around third. Now Eaton's headed for third. In feet first with the slide as Massey crosses home plate. An RBI triple for Nate Eaton. And the Naturals inch closer with the second run of the game. It's 4-2 here in the sixth inning. Now Eaton, his second time up in the fourth inning, he brought home Matias on what I originally called as a double. But going back to look at the box score, it was ruled an E5 on Spencer's steer. So it's a good thing I have erasable ink in my pen, right? First pitch to Jake Means, line right at the first baseman, Andrew Bechtold. I mean, it was just hit right at him on the screws. So with two guns, here's the DH, Robbie Glendinning. Glendinning bats, runner on third and 2 outs. Naturals trailing 4-2 here in inning 6. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Top of the fifth in Arlington, the Rangers and Angels tied at 6. Bottom of the fifth in Milwaukee, the Cardinals one hitting the Brewers up 8-0. Bottom of the fourth in Colorado, Cubs lead 3-0 as Glendinning takes a strike, 1-1. Just getting started in San Diego, the Padres and Braves without a score from Petco. Through half an inning in Seattle, the Astros and Mariners are scoreless. Reds and Dodgers getting started on Apple TV in a matter of minutes. 1-1 called their strike to Glendinning, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. The pitch to Glendinning. Misses down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Lastly, the Kansas City Royals hosted the Detroit Tigers at Kauffman Stadium. And the Tigers up 2-1 in the top of the seventh inning. Have scored two runs on a two-run homer from Spencer Torkelson just a couple of pitches ago. I should have read that score sooner. My apologies. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Glendinning down on strikes for the first time today. And the Naturals are done here in the sixth inning. But Northwest Arkansas inches closer. A run on a pair of hits. No errors this time. And a runner left on. So it's 4-2 Wichita as we go to the seventh from Springdale.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable for your campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck of Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
This is left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips, and I'm taking the mound. You are tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, Zach Phillips takes over for Northwest Arkansas. Jeffrey Del Rosario, three scoreless innings, allows a walk and a hit, strikes out two as well. So the lefty Phillips facing the left-handed hitting right fielder Cole Sturgeon and starts him off with a strike. Down is no balls and one strike. Sturgeon, Spencer Steer, and Dennis Ortega, 2-3-4 with the surge leading 4-2. The 0-1 pitch is tapped softly to the right side. The second baseman, Massey, underhand flip to the pitcher covering. Phillips is there, and they got him. 4-1, the fielder's choice. 4-1, the ground out, I should say, is our first out here in the seventh. First pitch to Spencer Steer, misses for a ball. Down is one ball and no strikes. So Sturgeon now 0-2 today. Steer is 1-3. He doubled in a run in the first, struck out in the second, and again in the fourth. Phillips the lefty. Kicks in his 2-0. Misses outside. Zach Phillips behind the count, three balls and no strikes. Three-oh is called the strike. Count is 3-1. A pitch. Skied high in the air out to left field. Looks playable for Bradley onto the warning track. He reaches up and makes the grab for the second out. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. Here's the right handed heading DH, Dennis Ortega. First pitch. This is for a ball, 1-0. Ortega 1-for-3 today, singled in the first inning. Grounded out in the third, struck out of the fourth. Phillips kicks in the 1-0. Misses down and in. 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips kicks the 2-0. Bouncing ball hit up the middle over the glove of Phillips, past the shortstop Garcia, and into center field for a base hit. So Ortega has his second hit of the day. And that'll put a runner on first with 2 outs. Hey, Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. First pitch to Kiersey. This is high and in for ball one. Use the promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Phillips to check over at first, the 1-0. Kiersey looks high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips coming off a rough outing. The last outing he pitched in was on Saturday. Kiersey swings and misses. It's 2-1. He allowed 8 runs on 5 hits and 4 walks across 2 innings of work. Count is 2-1 on Kiersey with Ortega on first and 2 outs. Wind Surge leading 4-2 here in the 7th. Phillips kicks in the 2-1. Foul ball off the glove of the catcher Crapley. The count is even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips from the third base side, the left-hander's 2-2 pitch, misses away. And it's 3-2, the count now full. With the count full and 2 outs, Ortega will be off from first on the upcoming pitch. On deck is the center fielder, Michael Hellman. Phillips has the sign runner going, the pitch is up and in for ball four. So the runner on first and a runner on second and 2 outs. It's Hellman, the center fielder. Hellman bats the right-handed hitting center fielder. Phillips trying to work out of trouble. The first pitch is in for a called strike one. No balls and one strike. He walked in the first, tripled in a run, and scored in the third, and flied out in the fifth. So he's 1-for-2 today, officially in the box score. Pitch is grounded at the third baseman, Eaton, who takes it to the bag himself, and that ends the top of the seventh inning. So a five fielder's choice forces out Dennis Ortega at third base and sends us to the seventh inning stretch, which, as always, is presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the seventh coming up, Naturals trail the Wind Surge 4-2.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark. But I once heard someone say.
But as I always say.
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is catcher Tyler Cropley, and I'm coming up to bat next. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Tyler Cropley leads off the bottom of the seventh, 8-9-1 for the Naturals. Cropley, Tucker Bradley, and Michael Garcia against the lefty Cody Funderburk into his second inning of work. Naturals trailing 4-2 here in the seventh inning. And the first pitch to Cropley is fouled off the mask of the catcher Isola. Count is 0-1. Cropley 0-2 today. Popped out in the third, grounded out in the fifth. So he's 0-2. Naturals, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. The wind search, 4 runs on 7 hits, an error. You know, 1 misses outside. Count is even, 1-1. Infield shaded to pull for the right-handed hitting catcher out of Iowa. And the pitch, slow roller up the left side. The third baseman steer from in front of the shortstop position, throws low to first. Bechtold, the first baseman, keeps his foot on the bag. And there's the first out. Here's Tucker Bradley, the left-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch, called a strike on the inner half. No balls and 1 strike. Bradley popped out in the third, walked in the fifth inning. He's 0-1 today. Has reached base in 4 consecutive games. Swings and misses. And the count is 0-2. Well, he has hits in each of his first 3 games this year. In danger of his 3-game hit streak ending right here. Bouncing ball back to the mound. Off the glove of Funderburk, throw to first, not in time. Right on cue, Tucker Bradley, an infield single. Well, Funderburk tried to stop the ball with, or he tried to catch the ball behind his back with his glove. Was unable to do so. He just knocked it down instead. Now here's Michael Garcia. First pitch to Garcia, ball, throw down to second with the runner going, they got him. So Bradley caught stealing for the second out of the seventh inning. 2-4. Just as quickly as the Naturals have the tie and run at the plate, now Michael Garcia bats the bases empty in 2 outs. The pitch. Bouncy ball hit sharply to the left side. The shortstop Merrill charges from right around the second base back. He throws to first. And all of a sudden, the seventh inning is over. Nothing doing for the Naturals. No runs on a hit, no errors. And no runners left on base. We go to the eighth. On to the eighth, the Naturals still trailing by 2 runs. It's 4-2.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday, fireworks on Friday, and a giveaway on Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just $1. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
where so much fun comes so naturally. Natural Baseball.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Off to the eighth inning from Springdale. The Naturals trail the Wind Surge 4-2. Zach Phillips continues his work. A scoreless seventh inning, back out for the eighth. And his first pitch to Andrew Bechtold. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Bechtold, Kevin Merrill, and Alex Isola. 7, 8, and 9 in the Wind Surge order. Here's the 1-0. Misses down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Bechtold 1-for-3 today. Singled in a run in the third inning. Part of a two-run third inning. That was the last time that Wichita scored. Phillips, the lefty, the 2-0 to the right-handed hitting Bechtold. Call the strike. It's 2-1. Phillips kicks the 2-1 pitch. Fouled to the right. Over the sweets and out of play. Count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Naturals have six outs to work with, down by two. Certainly still in this game. Far from out of it. 2-2 the count. He kicks in the pitch. Misses away. And we're full. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch is grounded right of the second baseman, Massey. Charges in a couple of steps, sets his feet, and throws to first in time. One gone in the eighth inning. Well, it does feel like that, for the most part, the Naturals' bullpen has been pretty solid. The relievers have an ERA of 7.71 and are 3-0 compared to the starters 0-3 with a 9.31 ERA. First pitch to Kevin Merrill. Grounded sharply to the right side. Speared on a hop by the first baseman means Phillips covering the bag. He beats Merrill in a foot race to first base. And there are two away. With two gone, here's Alex Isola, the catcher. Isola homered in the second, flied out in the fourth, singled in the sixth, but was erased on a double play. The pitch. Called a strike. It's no balls and one strike. The pitch. Called a strike. 0-2. So quickly, Zach Phillips ahead of Isola. No balls and two strikes. Working quickly, has the sign. Into his motion, kicks in the 0-2. Swinging a foul tip in and out of the glove of the catcher, Crapley. He nearly had it. The count holds, no balls and two strikes. No balls and two strikes with two outs. The left-hander has the sign, finds what he wants. And time is called by, I guess that was the batter, Isola. We'll do it again, 0-2, the pitch from Phillips. Bouncy ball hit to the left side, the shortstop Garcia, a step into shallow left field, his throw to first, low, Means tries to dig it out, but he can't. That's going to be an infield single for Alex Isola, his third hit of the game. I mean, that was a really tough play for Michael Garcia to make. And credit to Jake Means at first, who almost was able to scoop it. maybe if that throws a little higher, it's going to be easier for Means to come down with. But instead, there's a runner on first and two outs. Can't fault Michael for at least giving it a shot. Pitches in for a strike to Austin Martin, who's 0 for 1 today. Three walks, and he grounded into a double play. Takes the next pitch down and in. Count is even 1 and 1. Phillips, the 1-1. Well struck into center field by Martin. Sends Lofton back into the alley. Reaches up in left center field on the warning track. Tumbling to the ground. He makes an incredible play. What a grab by the center fielder, Nick Lofton, to end the top of the eighth inning. As our friend Dennis Higgins in Tulsa would say, put a star next to that one. That'll end the top of inning eight. The Wind Surge again off the scoreboard. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. Six outs to work with for the Naturals. We go to the bottom of the eighth.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
This is Nick Lofton, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
On to the bottom of the eighth inning, Nick Lofton, a sensational play to end the top of the inning. And so he'll be the first to bat in the bottom of the eighth. Naturals trail 4-2, and the first pitch from Cody Funderburk misses for a ball to Lofton, 1-0. Lofton, Michael Massey, and Sully Matias, 2, 3, and 4 in the Naturals' order. Lofton skies it high in the air, deep to center field. Hellman back, a step in front of the warning track. One center fielder flies out to another. Hellman makes the grab in center, and there's one gone. So with one out, Lofton flies out and falls to 0 for 4 in the day. Here's Michael Massey. First pitch swinging. Massey grounds it to second base. Martin up and easy over to first. And there's two away. Three pitches, two outs for Funderburk. We have to Sully Matias to keep the eighth inning alive. Naturals trail by two runs. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Sully pops it up back of the infield. The second baseman, Martin, makes the grab. Four-pitch eighth inning for Cody Funderburk. And the Naturals down in order, 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on. We go to the ninth. Wichita leads Northwest Arkansas 4-2.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction,
We're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unified Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unified Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the ninth, the Naturals trail the Wind Surge 4-2. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for details. Zach Phillips threw two scoreless innings, out for the ninth inning. The first batter he'll face, the left-hander Cole Sturgeon, who flies the first pitch out to left field. Tucker Bradley leaps out on the warning track in left field and hauls it in for the first out of the ninth inning. Spencer Steer now comes to bat. One pitch, one out. Lefty on lefty matchup. Now turns into a left on right matchup. First pitch to Steer, misses outside for ball one. Steer doubled in a run in the first, has struck out twice and flied out since then. Next pitch, misses for a ball. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Phillips to Steer, call the strike. It's 2-1. So now with Phillips pitching today, as with Del Rosario, all the Naturals relievers have pitched twice. 2-1 is swung through a missed. Count is even, two balls and two strikes. The only pitchers who haven't pitched twice are some of the starting pitches. Serpa, Lacey, Marsh. I guess we haven't seen Dante Biazzi a second time. 2-2 is skied in the air to right field. Sully Matias hauls it in for the second out. So disregard. I guess what we have seen is every pitcher has pitched in this series. We also haven't seen Tyler Crappie on the mound a second time. Dennis Ortega, the designated hitter, bats 2-for-4 today. Right-handed hitter takes the first pitch for ball one. Naturals trail, 4-2 in the ninth, and the 1-0 pitch misses away. Two balls and no strikes. Phillips right now at 40 pitches. Time's called. We'll do it again. Two balls, no strikes, the count with two outs. Base is empty here in the ninth inning. And the pitch. Called the strike. It's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. He kicks, and it's on the way. Foul to the right. It's out of play. We're even, two balls and two strikes. All five games across the Texas League in the eighth inning right now. Misses for a ball, and we're full 3-2. All of them started within 5 minutes of each other, so to me, that feels like it speaks to the accuracy, the success of the pitch clock, at least early. 3-2 on the way. Little dribbler back to the mound. Phillips off to the third base side. He fields his position well. Spins and throws to first. It's a 1-2-3 ninth inning. And Wichita retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. And no runners left on base. Naturals need two to tie. Three to win it. Three outs to go as we head to the bottom of the ninth.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our four tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at NWANaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
This is third baseman Nate Eaton. I'm coming to bat. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
On to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Naturals trail the wind surge 4-2. Four runs on nine hits, an error for Wichita. Two runs on five hits, no errors for the Naturals. The trail in by two runs. The Naturals need two to tie, three to walk it off for the first time this year, and it'll be Austin Schulfer on to try and earn the save. Cody Funderburk goes three innings, allows a run on three hits. The first pitch to Nate Eaton. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Eaton, Jake Means, and Robbie Glendinning, 5, 6, and 7 in the Northwest Arkansas batting order. Right-handed pitcher against the right-handed hitter, 1-0. In for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Eaton, 1-for-3 today. Tripled in a run back in the sixth. The 1-1 pitch. Tap foul towards the visitors on deck circle on the left side. Count is 1-2. Schulfer ahead of Eaton, a ball and two strikes. He kicks in the pitch. Bouncing ball hit. Foul up the left side. Man, Nate Eaton keeps yanking it down that left side. In the fourth inning, it went under the glove of Spencer Steer and was charged an error. He kept it inside the bag in the sixth inning for a triple. And there he just barely got it outside the bag. Foul ball. We'll do it again. The count, 1-2. Second baseman Martin shaded up the middle. Eaton's been pulling it. The 1-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. 1-2. Fireworks immediately following tonight's ball game. Tomorrow a 6:05 first pitch and a championship cap giveaway. The 1-2, Eaton watches it miss down and away. 2-2, the count. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Schulfer, his team-leading third appearance of the season, he's thrown 3 1/3 scoreless. And the pitch flied into left field. Kersey charging into his right, makes the catch out in front of him on the sinking line drive. So there's one gone. Naturals have been set down five in a row. And eight of the last nine. You could go nine of the last nine. Tucker Bradley singled in the seventh but was caught stealing. Since Eaton tripled, Naturals haven't had much going offensively. Now here's Jake Means. And the first pitch. Misses down low for a ball. 1-0. Shady to pull for Means, who's 0-for-3 today with a strikeout. The 1-0 pitch in for a strike. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a ball down and away. And the count. One and two. So ball and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Means chases down and away. That would have been a ball, surely. And now it's up to Robbie Glendinning. Naturals down to their final out. Wichita leads 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch to Glendinning, misses down and away for ball one. That's one ball and no strikes. Naturals need two to tie, again three to win it. Down to their final out, the 1-0 to Glendinning. This is down and away, and the count is two balls and no strikes. Pitch, up and in, three balls and no strikes. As the sign, the 3-0 comes inside and misses ball four. Glendinning threw a walk in the third inning on four pitches, and he does again here in the ninth. 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. And the Naturals will pinch hit for the first time this season. Hitting in place of Tyler Cropley will be John Rave, the outfielder, left-handed hitter. So it's the favorable matchup from a batter-pitcher standpoint. The left-handed hitting John Rave. Pinch hits for Tyler Cropley. And the first pitch. This is outside for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. Five straight balls thrown by Schulfer. Crowd of over 4,000 has stuck around to stay and see the fireworks tonight. I'm certainly trying to stay engaged in this game. The 1-0 called a strike. Count one ball and one strike. Pitch is tapped softly up the right side. The pitcher Schulfer off the mound. Underhand flips to first, and that'll be the ball game. Northwest Arkansas Naturals fall tonight in 2 hours and 25 minutes. I think that pitch clock thing might be working out all right. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Naturals fall to the Wind Surge tonight by a final score of 4-2. So much to dissect on the Plaza Tire Service extra inning show. We'll talk all about this game here in a moment. Naturals fall to the Wind Surge. The series evens at two games apiece. Fireworks coming up for the fans here at the ballpark. And we'll start the post-game show after this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We will look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, fireworks shooting off overhead here at Arvest Ballpark. The first fireworks Friday night game of the season in Springdale. Unfortunately, it's not a win for Northwest Arkansas, as the Wind Surge take it tonight by a final of 4-2. Welcome into the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. My name's Nicholas Batters. Thanks for carving out a part of your evening to come hang out with us at the ballpark. For the Wind Surge, 4 runs on 9 hits and error. They left 9 runners on and improved to 2-5. The Naturals, 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and 6 runners left on. They fall to 3-4. Time of the game, 2 hours and 25 minutes, in front of a crowd of 4,400 and 4 fans. The win goes to Simeon Woods Richardson. He improves to 1-0. The loss, Anthony Veneziano. He falls to 0-2, and Austin Schulfer earns his first save of the season. Wichita scored a run in the first inning and held the lead the rest of the night. A run to the first on an RBI double from Spencer Steer. There was a point where we thought, this game might not be going so well for Anthony Veneziano. There was a pitcher warming up in the bullpen in the very first inning. But Veneziano was able to get through 3 innings, but takes the loss. Allowed 4 runs on 6 hits with 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. Allowed another run in the second on a triple from Michael, or the run in the second came on a solo homer from Alex Isola. In the third, a triple from Michael Hellman and a single from Andrew Bechtold. Naturals a run in the fourth. Nate Eaton reached on a two-base fielding error by the third baseman Steer, and then he drove in a run in the sixth inning on an RBI triple. The Naturals brought the tying run to the plate on a few occasions. In the seventh, Tucker Bradley singled, but was promptly caught stealing. And in the ninth inning, Robbie Glendinning walked with 2 outs. But John Rave pinch-hitting grounded out to end the ball game. So the Naturals fall to Wichita 4-2, and even the series at 2 games apiece. We'll continue after this on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the Royals organization. Back in a bit.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
June will be a can't miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at our Vest Ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, back for more of the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Here again, the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into Arvest Ballpark as the Wichita Wind Surge beat the Northwest Arkansas Naturals by a score of 4-2. Fireworks continue to shoot off overhead here at Arvest Ballpark. Our Play Like a Winner Player of the Game is presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. And I'm going to give it to Nate Eaton. He was responsible for bringing in both of the runs today. I originally thought it was a double, was charged an error in the fourth inning that brought in a run. And then in the sixth inning, an RBI triple that gave the Naturals their second and final run of the game. He's our Playing Like a Winner Player of the Game. Now let's look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. The Midland Rockhounds, the Corpus Christi Hooks, tied at 10 in the bottom of the eighth that hit from Momentum Bank Ballpark, combined 20 runs and 28 hits. I mean, goodness gracious, that's a lot. Middle of the ninth inning, or I should say the game's over, the Tulsa Drillers beat the Amarillo Sod Poodles 4-3. Three runs in the eighth inning, a sack fly for Michael Bush, Ryan Ward's second home run of the season. Tulsa beats Amarillo 4-3. Bottom of the ninth in San Antonio, Frisco three outs away from victory, up 7-3 over the San Antonio Missions. Frisco will have Jack Leiter going tomorrow. Top of the ninth inning in North Little Rock, the Arkansas Travelers up over the Springfield Cardinals 6-5. The Cardinals two outs away from dropping that one. So when we look around the Texas League, the Naturals a record of 3-4. Since it's the only game that's final, kind of tough to say how the standings will shake out. So we won't give you a standings update right now. Now, we look around the Kansas City Royals organization. Kansas City drops tonight's game at Kauffman Stadium to the Detroit Tigers by a score of 2-1. Just five hits for the Royals, two from Sal Perez, one from Carlos Santana, and two from Nicky Lopez. Only run driven in by Salvador, I should say by Carlos Santana. Salvador Perez a double as well. Kansas City's only runs allowed came on a two-run home run from Spencer Torkelson in the seventh inning. Torkelson hitting, 227. Bobby Witt Jr. only hitting 107. So that rookie of the year race, maybe not as exciting as we thought yet. Top of the ninth inning in Omaha, the Storm Chasers three outs away from victory over the Louisville Bats. They were being no-hit by Louisville going into the bottom of the sixth inning. But Vinny Pasquantino singled in a pair of runs, and then Dyron Blanco singled in another. That was after Ivan Castillo scored on a wild pitch. And then in the seventh inning, Vinny Pasquantino walked with the bases loaded, and Brewer Hicklin hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. So old friends doing good things in Omaha. Arodas Vizcaino on to try and finish that game off. In High A, the Quad Cities River Bandits beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels 8-3. Their game took 2 hours and 32 minutes. I'm telling you, this pitch clock thing, I think, is working. Cedar Rapids was up 2-0 through the first four innings, but the River Bandits, 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, and 3 in the 8th inning. Luca Tresh, his first home run of the season, was a 2-run shot in the 6th inning. Home run from Diego Hernandez in the 7th. Juan Carlos Negret, a home run in the 8th. Morgan McCullough grounds out. Quad Cities improves to 4-3. Walter Pennington earns his first save. Noah Murdoch had the start and struck out 5 across 3 1/3 innings. And in single A, the Charleston River Dogs shut out the Columbia Fireflies 8-0. Columbia only had 3 hits from Familia Valdez and De Los Santos. So that's a look around the Texas League and the Kansas City Royals organization, thanks to our friends at Walmart. So now we fast forward to tomorrow. Championship hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans in attendance. First pitch is 6:05, so gates open at 4:45. We'll be on the air with the pregame show. A 6:05 first pitch means 5:45 for the start of the pregame show. The Naturals will send Angel Serpa to the mound for his second start of the season. Chris Vallemont will have the start for Wichita. Certainly hope you'll be with us tomorrow. Again, the Naturals fall to the Wichita Wind Surge on this Friday night in Springdale, 4-2. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unify Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.